Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. As we begin the new year, it's time to take a look back at my picks for the best films of 2014. At number 10, Force Majeure. A family survives an avalanche while on a ski vacation, but the experience strains their relationships in this thought-provoking French entry. Number 9, Leviathan. While very depressing, the tale of corruption in modern Russia is an intriguing reworking of the story of Job. Number 8, Snowpiercer. The best movie nobody saw this year, a wildly imaginative sci-fi adventure. It's an arty sociological satire masquerading as an action flick. At number 7, The Imitation Game. Benedict Cumberbatch stars as Alan Turing, a scientist who helped break the Nazi Enigma code. It's a beautifully written and engaging drama. Number 6, Locke. Tom Hardy gives a riveting performance in what amounts to a one-man show. This unique and compelling drama is more than just a cinematic gimmick. At number 5, Boyhood. Filmed over a 12-year period, Richard Linklater's coming-of-age story highlights family life in all its dysfunctional glory. Number 4, Whiplash. Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons give snappy performances in the story of a jazz drum student and his abusive professor. It's brilliantly edited. At number 3, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Yes, I'm surprised it made my list, too. It's both an intelligent and thoughtful sci-fi social commentary, as well as a thrilling popcorn movie. At number 2, Gone Girl. Salacious, yes. Lurid, you bet. Far-fetched, absolutely. Absolutely. Gone Girl is all of those things, and this adaptation of Kansas City native Gillian Flynn's novel is also one of the best and most entertaining movies of the year. And at number 1, Birdman. The fantastical story of a washed-up actor, a former movie superhero, attempting a comeback on Broadway is easy to dislike. Still, it's a tour de force of acting, writing, and directing. It's funny, profane, and arty to a fault, but there's no denying Birdman soars. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.
Freeze Frame!